بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor once again to welcome to another episode in our series of Duas to Power Your Day. And we are still meditating or reflecting on Al-Asmaul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today I have chosen three of the most beautiful names, Al-Razzaq, Al-Fattah, Al-Alim. As I said earlier, we need to invoke and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His beautiful names. So you can say, Ya Allah, Ya Razzaq, Urzuqna. Ya Razzaq, Ya Allah, Urzuqna. Ya Fattah, Ya Allah, Ifta'alana, Ifta'alayna. Ya Alim, Ya Allah, Alimna. So this is one way of interacting with these names. And of course, I will also explain how do we benefit also most profoundly by these names, from these names. Al-Razzaq means the provider. Al-Fattah means the opener. Al-Alim means the all-knowing. The name Ar-Razzaq refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the provider of His creatures. He provides for all of them, without Him in need of anything from anyone. He sustains all of His creatures by providing them with the means and resources that they need. Inna Allahu Ar-Razzaqu Dhul Quwwatil Mateen. Surah 51, verse 58. Truly, Allah is the provider, the possessor of strength, the firm. Al-Fattah, the other name, refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the opener of the doors to all material and spiritual means and abundance. So, Ya Fattah, iftah lana, iftah alayna, Ya Allah, iftah lana. وَنْشُرْ لَنَا رَحْمَتَكَ وَفَتَّاهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah 35, verse number 2, says, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَلَا يُمْسِكُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهَا مِنْ بَعْلَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِي وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Whatsoever mercy God opens unto mankind, none can withhold it. And whatsoever He withholds, none shall release thereafter. And He is the mighty, the wise. The next name is Al-Alim, refers to God Almighty's omniscience, His perfect knowledge, immaculate knowledge, ultimate knowledge of all things. He has the ultimate knowledge, He has the perfect knowledge, past, present, and future. So what is our share in these names? How do we benefit from these names? First of all, we mentioned that we call upon Allah by invoking His favors using these names, as we mentioned earlier. And another point is seeking provisions and favors from Allah alone while putting forth the best of our efforts. We need to go out and work, but still we need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for us, because our efforts without His will and power is futile and absurd. So we should not be totally reliant on our efforts, but we should put forth the best of our efforts while calling upon and seeking the blessing and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open all the closed doors and facilitate ways and means for us. Always we need to turn to Allah, because wherever, whenever, every step of the way, we may find our doors are blocked. So how do we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, call upon Him by saying, Ya Fattah, Ya Allah, iftah lana. O Allah, open the closed door for me and facilitate this affair for me. Seeking knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He alone is all-knowing. This means that we must read, we must think, we must analyze, we must observe, we must do research, while also turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim scientist, like Ibn Sina, would think and reflect and research and then go to the masjid and pray two rakah. Even though he is not such a legal Muslim, legalistic Muslim, but spiritually he is attuned to turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows, after all, the success of his research is dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening the doors of that knowledge. So even though we put forth the best of our efforts, seeking the resources and the avenues and the methods of learning, we need to always also open to correction. This is another wisdom we learn from our great scholars and scientists, because whatever theories they formulate, whatever conclusion they arrive at, they would still follow it up by saying, Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. Because they know that it could be open to correction. It could be open to criticism. It could be open to improvement. So we must practice that humility to say, Allah, Wallahu alam, Allah knows better. And we should never be overly proud over our knowledge, because فَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, above every knowledgeable person is someone who knows better than that. Who is that? Greater in knowledge is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.